What's up, everybody? It's Spectacular Smith, and welcome to the Spectacular Experience. What's up, everybody? I know I'm a little late on this podcast, but kind of been traveling the world and doing some pretty Ricky stuff, speaking engagements and things like that. So just want to catch back up with everybody and get on a couple topics. Some of the feedback that I've been getting from this podcast is that people are really getting motivated and inspired. I definitely want to say a few things and let people know that, like, you are the shit. If nobody ever told you the shit, you the shit. You just got to find out what makes you the shit. You just got to find that out. Nobody else can tell you how you are the shit. You got to figure that out yourself. Matter of fact, people can tell you, but it got to be something that you just get yourself. Just know you're great. Just know whatever you put your mind to, you can do it. Stay motivated. Stay inspired. Stay around people that's going to just motivate you, push you to the top, because you can do whatever you put your mind to. And remember, you're number one no matter how you feel in the world. You're not number three. You're not number two. You're number one in your own mind. And just remember that you don't have to compete with nobody. All you got to do is compete with yourself. Be the best in your own world. That's one of the best things that my mentor ever taught me. I was getting my house and it was another $1 million added on top of my price. My mentor, I was calling him like, yo, you know, this is my first house and I really work hard for this house. I want to get the best house possible. Like, it's another house and I'm torn between the two. He was saying, Spec, whatever you want, you're not here to be in competition with anybody, because half of the people that you see out there that look like they're doing all these big things are really struggling. They make it look good, but really they're struggling. They don't even have half the stuff that you have. You don't have to worry about them. Worry about yourself. Worry about competing with yourself. Worry about being comfortable in your own skin. Worry about whatever you think that you should be worried about. But don't worry about what you want to pick because of somebody else's opinion. So be the best in your own world. And that was one of the best things like he ever taught me, because I really thought about it like, wow, like that was some real powerful stuff that he told me. And it was so simple. Sometimes the most simplest things could really make such a powerful impact. And I'm so happy he told me, because now when he told me that, I start delivering that message to other people, because I see a lot of time people will buy things or knowing that instead of them going to get this, you know, a Toyota or a Honda or something like that, they want to go get this Benz or this BMW just because they're trying to impress somebody else, but they got a negative bank account or they living from check to check. But at the end of the day, it's not about the people who you're trying to impress. It's about you being comfortable and being able to afford the things that you're buying, because you don't want to put yourself in a position that you're hurting yourself just so the other people could look at you a certain type of way. In reality, they really don't give a damn if you was on top or you was on bottom. So why not hold on to your coin, hold on to your bag, and make the sacrifice where you can actually afford the things that you want without no pressure involved. You don't want to go get this BMW or this Benz and realize that, wow, I can't even afford my rent this month. My car payment is coming out. Or you get the car and you have it for a couple of months and then you got to put it up on LeaseSwap or whatever the website called, and you got to have somebody else take over your lease because it's too much, or you get it repoed, and then that's just even more embarrassing than you actually just driving in your Honda until you get to a place where you can actually afford it. So just remember that you, number one, do not get distracted from what your goal is. Don't get distracted on what your success plan is. Don't get distracted on all these shiny things that's in front of you that people making you feel like you got to look a certain way or you got to act a certain way to become cool or become the person. No, you'll be way more cool when you're that person that can actually invest. You're actually that person that can have enough money to help other people. Not the person that just want to look big, but when you go home, you can't even rub two pennies together to go buy something for your family or for a birthday gift or something like that, or for Christmas, because you're spending all your money on things to make yourself look like who you not. actually find that purpose to make you as happy as possible, to actually get you that peace in life that you want, to have a peaceful mind, to travel the world or to do anything that you want to do, stay with your family longer, take your time off and have no pressure. And when you wake up, you just enjoy life and you just thank God for another day to breathe and actually spend time with your family and doing the things that you love to do and to just go out and be great. Today is the day, that one idea that you've been sitting on for 3 years, that one idea that you done told a billion people about that you never acted on. But today you need to get out off your ass and go get it, because you got what it take. But the only way for you to get what you got to get in this world is for you to do it. Nobody else going to give you a handout. Nobody going to do the shit that you want to accomplish for you. You got to go out and take that sacrifice. It's going to be times where you're going to lose sleep. You might get 2 hours of sleep, 3 hours of sleep, because you're dedicating your time and you're doing what you got to do to become great. And anything that you want bad, you're going to have to make a sacrifice. Either some time with your girl, or is it some time with your family? Because guess what? When you take a little time off, you're able to do even more when that time comes, because now you done put in that work for you to actually be able to take those breaks when you want to take those breaks and actually feel good about yourself, because now you're providing for your family. It's one thing to be broke as hell and got all the time in the world, or you're making time for your success plan and now you have a little less time, but now you get to do everything you want to do in life. Because I know a lot of you just want to party all day, want to hang out with your people, want to hang out with your friends, and you care about that more than you care about being successful. Now, how you going to be successful when you're not even putting yourself in a position to be successful? All you care about is the irrelevant things that's not going to do nothing for your life. And once you get in the mindset that this is what I need to do, this is more important than partying all day, this is more important than watching TV all day, this is more important than when I'm tired, I'm finna lose those hours of sleep because I want to see my family on vacation with me on whenever I want to go vacation, because I'm crushing it at my job or I'm crushing it as an entrepreneur. So I can take that break when you want to take that break. You can support that person when you want to support that person. And you can help out whoever you want to help out when a tragedy comes or something happens. You can be the first person to step up and offer your time and offer your money for donations because you put in that work to help as many people as possible. So you have to make sacrifices. It was times where I was just so addicted to my success plan. I had to really just calm down and just stop being so addicted to it because I was just going so hard. I still got that same passion, as you can see, but back then I was really, really hungry, where I had to really sit back and think like, wow, I'm going so hard and it's paying off so much and it feels so good. It was some nights I didn't even eat. Wifey had to come bring me food because I wasn't eating, because I was so driven and motivated to get to my goals. And I sacrifice food, I sacrifice sleep, I sacrifice time with my son, my family, to make sure I can provide for them. To make sure when I want to make time for them, I can make as much time as I want because nobody's stopping me. Because I'm putting in that work. I'm executing on my plan. I'm not talking, I'm actually doing actions. The most beautiful thing in the world is to say, I want to go on vacation, and you know, ain't nobody going to stop you. You know, you've been going so hard at work. When you tell your boss that you want a vacation, he's happy to give you a vacation. She's happy to give you a vacation. How much time you want off, you're putting in that work. If you're an entrepreneur, you're putting in that work. You're setting up the right systems in place. You're setting up the right team. You're putting the right people in place in the right seats so you can go and enjoy yourself. When you are in that stride, you don't even want no vacation. You're just hungry. You just want it. You're not even thinking about a vacation. I got invited to a private dinner by Chase by JP Morgan for the most explosive growing companies in the whole state of California. And they sent me an email and had me come to the event, to the dinner. And I brought my CFO, which is my fiance, Pretty Jamie. And we sat down and we had a whole conversation with the guy from WePay that just sold his company to JP Morgan Bank. And I asked him, he said, "Man, I got a beautiful boss." And I said, "How does that feel that you got a boss?" He said, "It feels amazing." I said, "Okay, is it different for you?" He said, "Yeah." So I say, "Do they tell you when you need to go on vacation?" He say, "I haven't been on vacation in 10 years. The first time I took a vacation is when I got acquired." And this is a guy who got a $90 million employee budget. So he's hiring the right people and he's putting all the capital, human capital, into the right people. And he's still at work all day going hard. And I guarantee you, if he didn't actually come in and put that work in, he wouldn't have got acquired by Chase or JP Morgan. This is a guy who say he haven't been on vacation in 10 years. And that just show you the type of dedication you need to have the type of results he had, which was have a type of deal. They wouldn't even talk about how much money it was. But I'm pretty sure somebody with a $90 million salary cap got the bag. But most of you don't want to be successful. Most of you don't want to be successful. All you really want to do is just bitch about it and complain about why you ain't where you want to be. A lot of you do that. A lot of you do that because you're not hungry. You're just waiting for somebody to just hand you success on a platter. That's what you think. That's what you think. You think somebody going to hand you success on a platter. But I got one thing for you. It ain't going to happen. Nobody is going to just hand you success. And even if they give you a proven blueprint to success, you still got to put that work in. You still got to put that work in. And by you having a proven blueprint to success, it just makes it easier. You just got less bruises, but you still got to go in and put that time in. You still got to go in and find your passion, your purpose, and just use that as motivation to drive yourself. So once you find that, you got to go. You got to go hard. You got to go and never stop until you succeed, until you get to the top, to exactly where you want to be. No complaining about everything that's going bad. Just use that as motivation to never say that you're going to give up. Because at the end of the day, being smart is never enough. So everybody with MBAs and all this crazy stuff, like, it's people that's going to be smarter than you. But it's who worked the hardest. And it's who applied itself the best. Because knowledge without no action is pointless. So if y'all like what y'all hear on this podcast, y'all make sure y'all give me some ratings. However you feel, just spill it out on the comments. Go ahead and leave me some stars. Tell a friend. Do what you got to do to spread the word about the podcast if you feel like somebody needs to hear this message. This is Spectacular Smith, and I'm the host of The Spectacular Experience. Signing off.